AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The number of flights canceled since Friday is nearing 12,000, according to the flight tracking website FlightAware, and it's all due to the big eastern snow blizzard. FlightAware.com CEO Daniel Baker says limited service has started at airports in New York City, Philadelphia, and Baltimore.
We are optimistic that we'll see some flights this afternoon, this evening, but it's going to be a small number of flights. For the vast majority of people who are planning to fly to, from, or within these airports today, their flights are very likely to be canceled, and the airlines are really shooting to have a better day on Monday.
Indeed, the major airlines say they intend to resume service at all airports throughout the region by tomorrow. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says the first major snowfall of 2016 turned out to be a doozy, producing some 27 inches for the city.
This storm was the second largest snowstorm in terms of accumulation in the history of the city.
And for all the New Yorkers facing the task of digging their parked cars out of piles of snow, he says don't. He says residents should leave their cars where they are if they can. He doesn't want people to put the snow from their vehicles back into the street while the city's still trying to clear them. The city has suspended some parking rules. A magnitude 7.1 earthquake has knocked items off shelves and walls in Alaska early Sunday morning. Kenai Police Chief Gus Sandal says an entire neighborhood was evacuated after a gas leak was reported.
The number of residences in the initial evacuation was about 22 and then expanded to approximately about 30 residences.
There was a whole lot of shaking going on, but officials say no injuries were reported. This is AP Radio News. In the NFC title game, the Carolina Panthers will play host for the first time. Correspondent Brett McMillan has a preview.
As it should be, the teams with the two best records in the NFC meet in the conference title game as Carolina hosts Arizona. They met in the playoffs a year ago, but the Cardinals were without Carson Palmer. Now he's expected to really challenge the Panthers' depleted secondary. Carolina has the league's highest scoring offense. They'll try to establish the run early and really want to control the clock. Each team is looking for their second Super Bowl berth. Brett McMillan, Charlotte.
In the day's NFL game of the day, the Patriots are playing the Broncos in the AFC. Israel's former president Shimon Peres was rushed to a hospital after experiencing chest pains just a week after suffering a mild heart attack. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.